You love chili. Do you remember that here in Claremore, too, when he come home?
Oh, and the Pocahontas Club were girls that were in his neighborhood back in 1899. They started a social club, and then the boys were wanting to get in with it and said, well, we ought to be members. We take you on all these picnics and swimming parties and dances. Well, okay, you can be honorary members. So they made about 9 of them honorary members. Uncle Will always said he was an honorary member, but he would come back, and they did like our family. They would get on the phone, and they'd call everybody. All the wives and husbands and everybody would come. They had to have it over a drugstore here in Claremore, the biggest place they could have. They would have beans and cornbread and ham and everything. He just loved coming, and they loved he and Aunt Betty. One time he came in full Indian regalia. He had the long headdress. He had the white buckskin, the fringe and everything. And they were all astounded. And he painted his face. They all said that was the best time they'd had because he cut up and acted like a fool. And they'd never seen that side of him because he had always just been Will.
How much Cherokee would he have been?
3/4, I guess. His mother actually had as much or more than Grandpa did, great-grandpa.
This Pocahontas.
Indian Women's Pocahontas Club.
So that was anybody who wanted to belong to that?
Those girls all lived out around the ranch, and they came home in the summer from boarding school. See, there was money in the Cherokee Nation, and these people all lived in nice houses and dressed and sent these girls off. When the fellas went to market in Chicago, St. Louis, or Kansas City, they would bring home beautiful clothes for their daughters and wives. They would just dress up and go to church and go any place. They looked as good as anybody walking any place. So these girls came home, and they started this club. It carried on and carried on, and he really was proud of his Cherokee. I think he really was more proud of that than anything. And he was proud of his dad because his dad served on the Constitutional Committee for the state of Sequoia. And we were going to have 2 states in Oklahoma. We were going to have Oklahoma Territory and Sequoia. Sequoia was going to be on the east, north, and south of the state. Oklahoma was the territory to the west. Well, no way were they in Congress going to let us have an Indian state because they were wanting to do away with the Indians anyway. So they said, no way, no way. So that fell through. They had it all written up and sitting as a bill in Congress, but Congress put everything on top of it so they never could get down to having that bill called on the floor.
So Will's father was in support of the state of Sequoia.
He was, and he was on the commission to make their constitution. Then he saw the handwriting. He became kind of unpopular because he wanted just to be one state. He saw that if they held out to be 2 states, we would get moved out west. He said we'd have another Trail of Tears as bad as the first one. So he tried to get his people to go with statehood, which they did. They all signed up for the Dawes Commission census because a census had to be taken first in Oklahoma before they could take over as a state because they were going to have to allocate land back to the Indian people, no matter what tribe was here. They had to allocate land back to them, but they still had leftover land. So that's what made the runs and the white settlers come in more, is because we had land left, because they gave us little pieces of land. Even the way they gave them was such a mess. They gave my dad's here in Nowata. My aunt's was over here in Jay County. Another aunt was down in Tahlequah, and hers is in a closed-in place. You have to go through a neighbor's to get to her land. It's in the middle, so she never has had any use of it. They farm it and use it all around her because they know that that's never going to be claimed. And then the other aunt got hers down out of Ramona someplace.
It was 1907, of course, when the state was formed. Do you remember stories about Will's father anymore? Was he part of the state constitution?
He was part of the Oklahoma constitution then, because he was well known, and he had been a judge of the Cherokee Nation and had always been prominent in the political side of things. So they put him on the Oklahoma Constitution Committee. He took a lot of his material out of that Sequoia one and instilled it in the Oklahoma one. He had a great influence in the Constitution of Oklahoma. Then, because he was the oldest member on that Constitution Convention, they decided, let's name these counties that we're going to form, the names of these people that served on the commission to make the Constitution. They formed 77 of them. So he had Rogers County then named for him. He saw that in the drawing of it, they didn't include Chelsea. His two daughters were in Chelsea, and that was his second home. He went over there every weekend to stay with the girls. So he made them draw that and include Chelsea in it and take it out of Nowata County.